the team, honesty or faithfulness is the key to finance God's worship place. The worship place of our living God. Amen. I'm not going too far. We are going back to the first Bible reading that we read. If I Bible, I can cast them, they can't know I can. And no, I shouldn't be beginning a preachy. Maybe Bakum, you know, be a can horn, I a pong. It's a name, Renny Cock. Hallelujah. According to the Second Kings, chapter 22, verse 1 to 7. Said there's a young man called Josiah, hallelujah. And he became a king when he was 8 years old. A brother, be a friend of Josiah, obedi hene no. Na wanya enfie enwoche. Probably in class 2 or 2nd grade or 3rd grade. Hallelujah. Amen. What do we see here? A debe na minu yehu. What I want you to understand, God does not care about your age. Hallelujah. When God wants to use you, your age is useless unto him. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't look at your age and say, I cannot do this. Or I have passed the age of doing. And she won't fear wedding work. I said, "Me dear, I do my wedding. My parents, hallelujah. My trust me to me. And I mean, no, who say? I was say me to me. Hallelujah. Josiah was just 8 years. How does he plan? How does he think? As a king, or here I would do my soul. Hallelujah. When I read this, I quite remember." Even there, Comrade Japon, if you have heard about Comrade Japon, is somebody that is so difficult to please. But I was living and he gave a powerful speech. The color secretary, I've been here for 8 years by such a gentleman. The one that has done so much for the school. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to imply is that don't look at your age. And don't look at who your stretcher. Hallelujah. And shall we fear wedding? And shall we tend to cast home? And I say, we tear, and I say, we get what? And ready me to why? Hallelujah. Amen. God doesn't care about your size. Whether you're big, tall, small, medium, your size doesn't matter to him. Hallelujah. When he wants to use you, he will use you. So Josiah became a king when he was just 8 years old. He gave himself out. He left nothing by the time he was going to the cross. When ye be biarano, what's all ye biarano? What ye ye? Said the papa, Asumano. If you and I are going to do the same thing, hallelujah. People will see you and they'll be able to identify you. Amen. This morning I was coming to church. One gentleman lived in my house. I don't even know that he has been watching me. So he saw me and he started talking to me. Say, you going to church? I say, yes. He said, I want to come to church. I want to come next week. I say, fine. I gave him the direction. He came this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't even know where you live. People are watching you. The building you live in, people are looking at you all the time. The way you speak, the way you act, everything, they are watching you. Say, maybe no, you bet me up, yeah. You don't need to go and do evangelism and stand somewhere to shout, hallelujah. People will look at you and they will follow you to Christ. Amen. So I introduced him nicely this morning. Gave him our daily bread. Teach him how to read it, hallelujah. And he said, next week I'll be here. I said, God bless you. And Elder was talking about harvest and he started asking Elder, when are you going to do the harvest? I was surprised. Amen. Josiah walked at the way David walked. And he did right. Amen. He did right. Or yeah, no cre, or yeah, papa, or yeah, father. I will ready him. Hallelujah. We need to do right. Amen. We need to do right. Hallelujah. I was telling no, your boy home, what is your baby, your papa? I'm not going over the team. I remember my team. Remember the team, honesty or faithfulness is the key to finance or to pay the worship place of God. Hallelujah. If you look at the word faithfully or honesty, there were so many words say candid. Somebody who is candid, he is plain as white. Hallelujah. Recently, I have heard a name that people are starting calling me. They say, Pastor Kuyoko, when it's white, it's white. When it's black, it's black. That's the new name. Hallelujah. They say I'm too straightforward for some people. But I'll continue to be straightforward as God allow me. Hallelujah. Because I believe that the way you portray Christ. Amen. You need to be straightforward. Christ will need you. And what's up with you? Aye, you. And what's up with there be? Aye, there be. Now, so what you say, aye, acrophobia, so we call my name Kakra, no bomb, but Chikakra, and you are not going anywhere. If you want to go forward, go forward. If you want to go backward, go backward. Hallelujah. So they say, do what is right. Oh, yeah, papa. Said, yeah, 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 no. And no, the Bible say, I think after 18 years, right? After 18 years. Thank you. So after 18 years, he says, something need to be done. Amen. Then eventually I become the financial secretary. Then I keep on growing up. And God moved me to be the elder. And now I become a pastor. Hallelujah. And I have realized something. That when I was a money counter, when I become a financial secretary, when I become a presiding elder, when I become a pastor, I realized that this business should have been paid off already. Hallelujah. I will say, then get your carry. Make us up upon my idea. Amen. Apostle say, Radia Juma, Obia, yeah, dear, Obina, a child, as in what is your two amna, no be a belief foundation, no be a bet to us, near Gusunia to us, or maybe power one, my district, didn't say, but the next 2 years, between this year and next year, you should pay this building off so that we save ourselves that 300,000 and over dollars. That somebody will sit somewhere and enjoy it. Hallelujah. So I realized that after those many years, I just say I realized that when I became a king, I was 8. Now I'm 18 years. I have to do something. Amen. Amen. That's what I have also realized. I have to do something. Amen. Something new, something brand new has to happen in our life. And was saying the baby at the fufro be a pair of menu abrabum. Hallelujah. At the panel say, you betray Danica. That's why I have been so candid. I have been so plain to tell you the truth. I was saying, my who said, yeah, I did echo, hallelujah. Say, crophobia better, but no more, dear Sika, dear. And you bet you if you want to hear the Sika, no, I told you for actually a crack. I'm ready, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So just say, I realized that I have to do something. After 18 good years, so I have to change things. I have to do something new. So according to the Bible, as we have a financial secretary who keep our money, gone are the days the gatekeepers used to keep the money. Hallelujah. So say, go to the gatekeepers. Omo omo tina prona noa. Obi eba o disikatumuno. It means that there's nobody going to pay this building but you and I. Hallelujah. Those of us who worship in this place. Because I don't think those people who worship in Methodist will come here and put money here. They'll put it in Methodist. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he asked those gatekeepers, please go to them and let them count the money. Let's see what we can use the money for. To do a new thing in God's house. Say this kind of EBCS, hallelujah. That's what we are doing. I hope you join hands with me. Recently, we started something like $2 a day. If all of us faithfully do what is right in the presence of God and pay that $2 a day, by the week is $14. I believe by the time that we have our harvest, my target that God gave to me is $50,000. I believe we'll make more than that. Amen. Amen. Let's preach. Continue. Let's go back into the Bible where we took our message, 2 Kings 22. Verse 4, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may summon the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people. Hallelujah. They have gathered of the people. So money is gathered from people. Hallelujah. And it's only gathered from people who come to that particular place. Amen. I have to be plain. Yena yewa hayankasa. Ana yebe bobo iskana no. Nye tuya daneka. Hallelujah. Nye tuya daneka. Nesikana akan kumbe fwe edi kwa no. Yedi atodan fufro. Achia kre mayuradi. Ama asumujwe ebe yuyase. Hallelujah. So they gathered the money. Verse 5. And let them deliver it into the hands of the doers of the work. They should deliver the money into the hands of the doers of the work. Hallelujah. We keep on reading. That have the oversight of the house of the Lord. Those who have oversight. All of us should have oversight. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be the pastors only having oversight of the house of the Lord. It shouldn't be only the leaders. All of us should have oversight. Hallelujah. I was saying, amen. I was saying, hallelujah. I was saying, this year, Niso, Sessan, ye pese, ye ye. Ye sofo air canon. Ye nina ye bedinechi, nea boa, nea ye. To repair the breaches of the house. Verse 6. Unto the carpenters, builders of masons, and to buy timber and hew stone to repair the house. Howbeit, verse 7. Howbeit, there was no reckoning made of them. Of the money that were delivered unto their hand, because they dealt faithfully. Hallelujah. Because they dealt faithfully. And ye nipa na ye this kind of man, now ye nipa wo ye no kwafo. Hallelujah. Wo ye nipa wo ye no kwafo. That's why I made it plain to you. Whenever money is comes here, I made it plain to you. Because I have to be faithful to you so that when you are giving your money into the house of God, you know that those who are in charge of it are going to be faithful. Hallelujah. Last month, we were able to pay $24,000 as a principal. 112 minus 24. Do the calculation for me. Do me a favor and give me the answer. 112, there's a little change, but it's okay. Let's take the 112, subtract 24,000 from it, and let's see where we are. 92. Thank you. $92. $1,000. Because the national help us. You see, when you are faithful, when somebody is giving money to you, the person doesn't fear. I've been so faithful, so far painting, Papa, Apostle, I'm so close to them, and I'm faithful to them. I tell them the truth, the problem that we are facing. So national gave us 20,000 last month, and Tremont Assembly added 4,000 to it. making it 24,000. Now we are facing $92,000 to be off. Hallelujah. If we are able to raise 50,000, how much do we have? Hallelujah. Faithfulness is the key. Sa ubedi nukura se de adwuma hye won sa na di nukura awade hira wo. Na yankun mu die na tumi yam so mane yefe. Hallelujah. Faithfulness, the key. Honesty is the key. So if all of us is going to be honest unto God, what am I talking about? All of us being honest unto God. The whole year, we are already entered the 6 months. God has taken care of you. He has taken care of me. Hallelujah. If I'm going to be faithful unto him, I will give the best that I can. Hallelujah. And you give the best that you can. So we join hands together and rebuild. Hallelujah. So we be didn't cry my radin the wire mount. Nam smedi no cry my radin the wire mamia. We say the next 2 years now my target no. You will cut some off. Hallelujah. You bet share am I ye because a radi any a boafo. God is our helper. That's why Apostle look at something and say, oh, with him all things. Through Christ, I'm a conqueror. Hallelujah. I'm able to do all things through Christ who strengthened me. May Christ strengthen you. Hallelujah. May Christ help you. Amen. So that we'll be able to do all things through him. Hallelujah. The Bible my district didn't say, I'd rather be share me no thing. Now what boy? You bet me a day in a year. Our Christ or share your day. Hallelujah. So there was a new reform as we are doing. A new reform as we are doing. Be able to do it. Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Don't go too far. Chronicle is after 2 Kings. So don't go too far at all. Enyirawo ho na enyira menka ho. Na ma me so me enyirawo. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicle 29:12. And I read from the King James version of the Bible. Both riches and honor come of thee. Hallelujah. And thou reign over all. And in thy hand is the power and mighty. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One person, only him. Amen. Should I take my time and read it one by one? Let's go back and read again. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12. Both riches and honor come of thee, come of God, hallelujah, or come of the Lord, amen. And thou reign over all. What now would this one? And in thy hand is the power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great, hallelujah, and to give strength unto them all. I read this some, me patcho, the king can't you name me.
Brazil some. Umeti kaneti edionum kroni mu edumienu inti radiasem na ahunya eni enuonyam fiwenim.
Thank you, Bacho Tobuase. Ahunya eni enuonyam efiwenyanim erade. Hallelujah. So if you are here, I don't know your bank account, you don't know mine. Hallelujah. I don't know your situation, you don't know mine. Amen. Whether you have a job or you don't have it, I don't know, or I might know. Hallelujah. But all this come from God. Amen. He's the one who make you rich. Say, we yes, and you are one day and out the year. Hallelujah. And you are one day and the radina a mouse. Amen. So riches come from him. Anna. You see, sometimes you don't have money, but when you get to some place, oh my goodness. Not the money does give Anna. Hallelujah. It's the God who does it. Amen. And yet, usika and the man munyamoba. A radi and the dead munyamoma. Hallelujah. So you might not have money, but you are an honored person. Once you get to a certain place, people look at you and say, yes, this man is there. This woman is there. Hallelujah. He deserves to be honored. Amen. 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 So all of it comes from the Lord. Wherever you are. Last week I was talking about, was it in Bible studies? And Elder asked a question, does God really love us? He break me down and I'm still broken. And I said, my goodness, Elder, God loves us too much. Because we're studying about the book of Revelation. And looking at what John went through, people just throw him on an island just like that because of the word of God. They throw him over there to go and die. either by hunger, either by death, either by animal catching him, or whatever. They throw him on that island, a cold island. But this man did not die. Because they forget that that island was made that by an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I already be at the one. Oh no, yes, island, no. So if you throw his man over there, that man has a power that you think is going to snow. You might see the snow, but God will provide a warm place unto him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I was thinking about my own life, where I come from and where I am now. Hallelujah. Thinking, I want to do that. I like to do that because it gives me the power and the ability to praise God. Hallelujah. Me yes a boy me mame tuntum urade na me ye urade kese na se me de me ho me de me ho nyinara me de makoma nyina me do wo
era ma se moto aso nto esa ye nko. Hallelujah.
And I said, somebody asked me a wonderful question one day. Said, now that you have become a pastor, will you continue to dig the snow? I said, I will dig the snow until I'm transferred from East Tremont Assembly. And if I go to another assembly and the snow, I will dig it. Hallelujah. Because I know who I am, where I come from. And I realize what God has done for me. So I will do anything within my ability, within my power to do God's word. Hallelujah. So when you be here, you be here, sir. I say, and munyam, sika, and yen munyam, if you're ready. Hallelujah. I've never seen anyone who had done, who had died unto him, that he has never rewarded. If you want to be rewarded, give it unto him. Hallelujah. Don't look at what you have and what you don't have. Amen. Dekin bacho to asumame. He is the controller, the managing director of everything. Hallelujah. He's in charge. Our Lord is in charge. Oh no, di adie ni naraso. Etisika oh no diso. Apomode oh no diso. Ejuma oh no diso. Hallelujah. He's in charge of everything. He's in charge of your life. Amen. He's in charge of your life. David says something. He said, "If I go to bed, my goodness, I will praise you." And I was thinking, why is he going to praise God when he's in bed? When he's about to sleep. But I realized that he said, you have taken me through the whole day. In and out, in and out. I could have died by anything. But if you give me the chance, you protected me, you took me in your hand, and I'm still alive on my bed, I'll praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not only when you wake up that you should praise God. Even when you wake up, I say, when your eyes get open, it's not done yet. Once you're able to stand up, hallelujah, and you're able to move a little bit, hallelujah, you say, yes, I found myself as a whole man. You're able to talk because somebody I might be open as your day, but that person cannot talk. Will be any BS that they be a minu, yes, sorry, any piano, but okay, say, yeah, hallelujah. Go, Pijan and Sa, and ye, Pijan and Naya, when Yenipamu, but the Radiatomo, hallelujah, what don't me, taking good care of us. He's the controller of everything. He controls it. And he does it as he wants. Amen. He does it as he wants. You ready? Pay and away. On the shadi and you know so. Goodness, they can trust on that. Trust on my
Now, when some are holding in many your war.
Then some is in hands. The power, your strength is within his hand. Amen. He lifts you up off your bed every morning. If you think your alarm clock wake you up, I want you to think properly. I know we all set alarm to get up. But I'm telling you that the alarm clock does not lift you off the bed. Hallelujah. The alarm clock will just make a noise. Amen. And if God doesn't open your eyes, because I need somebody who is lying right there. That person set alarm, but the time was up. The alarm keep on ringing and ringing, but that person could not get up. He set up alarm as I did and you did. Hallelujah. May we be not the hope. Sorry, any if the walk. So no, I set the alarm. So alarm clock does not wake us up. Amen. And your alarm clock run the yane yin. I read the yane yin. And you say to me, any nation is same. Hallelujah. Strength is in his hands. They can continue for me. Do me that favor.
Now, any pain in a case here, any danger, it will win. Amen.
They can go back again.
Na enipa nyina kaseye ene din hye ewo wonsem.
I want the word to sink into your heart. Hallelujah. That's why I'm so quiet. I'm quiet with a purpose. Ukaseye ene din hye. God has magnified you, or you see yourself being magnified. You see yourself being mighty. It's in the hands of God. He did it. Hallelujah. He did it. Erade anamo ayekese. Erade anamo abambo ayewuchefa. Hallelujah. We are not saying that those that unfortunately things happen to them in Ghana, they deserve it. They don't. I was so angry when it happened. And therefore, Friday morning, we came in and we pray about it. I picked up a message from Exodus, whereby a man called Moses did so wonderful for some wonderful young ladies. And they did just forget about him. They didn't even think about him. They left him there after helping them. Hallelujah. So I realized that that's what our leaders in Ghana are doing. They are leaving the people behind, forgetting that it's the same people who voted and elected them. Amen. If somebody put you in a better place, remember the people. Hallelujah. All that I want to do, you know, one that I'm a minister now, one day I'll be kicked out of this place. But all that I want to do and my prayers is that before I leave here, you should be grown up spiritually. You should be free from burden. Hallelujah. From financial burden and other things. Because I know there's only way that you'll be removed from financial burden is when you give unto him. Hallelujah. He make you rich. Erade ene ma yo de fo. Me pa bon ma de srede ne say. Erade enye ma de fo wo Yesu din mo.
Amen.
Before I conclude, I'm jumping. Romans is in New Testament. Romans 11:35. I'll finish very soon. From Acts, you go to Romans. Chapter 11:35. Oh, who are first given to him, and he shall not be recompensed unto him again? It's a question mark. It's a question mark right there. Say, who has given unto God that God did not recompense back unto him? Hallelujah. Why not my radi bibia? Why then get your food? Amen. Does anybody can challenge him who has given him something that he has not paid back? I want to see your hand if he has given something to God that he has not paid back. And I'll tell you how he has paid back unto you. If you are giving God something that has not paid you back, challenge him, and I'll give you the answer before we leave. Anybody here who has given something unto God, that God has not paid that person back. Unfortunately for us, most of the time we look at money. So it's only money that we think God is paying us back. But look at the fact that the whole year, maybe you have never been into an emergency room by yourself, by a member of a family. That's how he has paid you back. Hallelujah. If you have lost a job, I'm here to tell you, we serve awesome God who provides. Because the Bible says the controller of everything. He's about to make a way in your life. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need to go down to come up. Amen. So when you lose a job, don't let it end there. Don't be so sad. Say, my God is making a new way unto me. Obie a kwampo pro or ye adifo fro amame. In Bible, my district, they say, Eradinya adifo fro ewa abrabumo. What me ama o sa so de no wagye to mo say why you nya bibi ma urade a otua wo ka ntisa wo pesa ya bie wo a ono ne okatua fo papa. Hallelujah.
May the good Lord was taking care of us from the beginning of the year.
Continue to take care of us. Continue to help us. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to grant us his mercy. Hallelujah. And his grace. So that 21st, we'll be able to pay within short time because of the money that we are going to contribute. Within short time, you'll be able to pay the remaining balance of the mortgage on this building. Hallelujah. Because your leaders are ready to be candid. You are ready to be faithful unto you. You are ready to be honest unto you. Hallelujah. There's something that I missed. My message has already finished. But there's something that I missed that I want to bring back. Our wonderful singers, the pearls of heaven. Hallelujah. They're such a pearls. Amen. You know pearls, right? I didn't bought them, Papa. Hallelujah. And therefore, the next month, the pearls and the youth, they're going to have an anniversary. Hallelujah. I said they're going to have what? Anniversary and the luncheon. Hallelujah. I believe you're all going to come here and support them. Amen. And support them. Hallelujah. And support them. Now, I will dance as David danced that day. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to buy my dancing shoe. God richly bless you. I pray that this week be a different week in your life. A week that God is going to do something new in your life. Hallelujah. Me pa bon my disrespect and said, now what you are simu, and you know what you for a brabum. A radiman de pa and pure was sitting. Hallelujah. I dear what should be a radia or yes, Shanemu Yameno. What show an emu? This week we are having a program again. I'm doing an announcement as I'm about to finish. And I want you to get yourself involved because I have something that I know God is going to do something from Monday to a week today. We are doing fasting and prayers. I want to get yourself involved. Me person do room. Hallelujah. Because I dear be a radia yama minti. And I'm a person me can't now ye be. I just became a full minister last month, right? And I set up my target that I'm going to go 21 days fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. And there were so many things that God was revealed. To tell the truth, that's why I couldn't sleep yesterday when my wife, because there's so many dreams, so many things that I saw, but I made up my mind, I'm not telling her anything because I didn't want to frighten her. Hallelujah. But God has done it. Oh, yeah, no kwafu. So do hu poho. Now so by chirukoma my radia. Now baby son, obey yet to do. Hallelujah. He will do it. He will do. I want to encourage you. Try to fast and pray. If you cannot do any day, just Sunday. Sunday, don't eat until you go home and pray. When you go home, don't just go and grab the food. Hallelujah. Pray before. Do it. If you do just one Sunday, within the year, you fast 52 days. Amen. So what you come, what you are going to do, you know, there was you in your be. But when you don't want to be born more than I think you are not fasting 52 days. If you want to be strengthened, so person you are going to do, you are going to do. Because Jesus Christ said, this thing does not go away easily. But fasting and prayers will kick it out of your life. It is my prayer that next week, you get yourself involved. And God will make a new thing for us. By the time we do the harvest on 21st, we see the handiwork of God. God bless you.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word that you have given unto us. It is my prayer that the Holy Spirit that help us and strengthen us and comfort us will strengthen us and guide us in your way. We also pray and commit our family and friends and our country Ghana unto you. You are the comforter. May you comfort them, those who have lost loved ones. In Jesus' mighty name. What do you teach for pa? Your dear man Ghana shall wear radin, sir. And rather one hour show and a dofu. Your bow pie said, Yamme who grew crown. What you chin the power? And rather teach you a rare where yes to Christ to Dinamo. Also pray and commit the leaders unto you. Father, meet them as you met Saul. That changed his life and became Paul. If you do that, our country will prosper. We thank you and bless your name. Amen.